Hey, yo, what's up, guys? This is a brand new podcast. I'm gonna call a shout out to you. Random phrase I say every day, sometimes not in the best moments, but shout out to you. You know, I've done the sneaker thing, and we're still gonna get back on the sneaker stuff. For some reason, I just had an urge to record something random that's not sneaker related. I do that a lot. And so I just had an urge to record. I finally had some time to kind of sit down here. And haven't recorded much. Y'all don't need to hear that backstory. I just want to talk about random stuff. Random stuff that comes to mind. Random topics that, again, are not shoe related. Just something different, you know? Been kind of losing, I won't say losing the passion for sneakers. I've always been passionate for sneakers, but like, haven't really had the urge to, you know, to jump into the mix like I usually do. It's been a weird space. Busy with work, busy with a bunch of other things. So it's a weird little intro for a first episode. But your boy Mike, if you ain't heard my other podcast or my YouTube channel, your boy out here. But you know, I'm just recording something because, you know, I got the urge to talk about random stuff. Random stuff I want to rant about. That's going on in the pop culture phase, or in life. Maybe I'll have some guests with me. Maybe it's just me just talking by myself, gazing into the abyss. But this rap beef that y'all gassing up, it's pretty comical, bro. It's pretty comical. If y'all were here with me through the sneakers and shit talking phase, this is gonna be kind of that kind of content. If you like that content, welcome back. If you don't know what that content is, you're gonna see it how we see it. This is when I get raw and real with y'all, and I just open up and we just, you know, just talk about things going on. And this rap beef or battles has a lot of people in they feels. You know, I'm legit seeing people unfriend each other on social media for not liking their favorite artist diss track. And that's top level corny. It's not even your beef. And you guys are like picking sides as if like your opinion, honestly, like it's whatever. Like I told a few people that I felt like the Cole response and Drake response, if that was Drake's response, were mid. Like they were cool. They were cool for the means of what they were supposed to do. But I ain't seen them all like that. People, oh, Drake bodied all these people. He bodied 20 in 1. I guess. Like if that's what you feel about it, cool. I thought it was okay. And people were like, no, you can't do that. It's okay. Why not? It's okay. If you thought it was dope, it's dope. I just thought it was okay. I'm not adding it to no playlist. Like my simple thoughts on the matter is Kendrick gave y'all a verse and all y'all gotta make songs in response to a verse. All y'all gotta make a whole song to respond to one verse on a song. Now granted, it's on an album that's totally dissing a man. But like, yo. And people are like, oh, hip hop's back. And then J. Cole apologizes and y'all like, hip hop is dead. Like, first of all, Cole apologized to Kendrick for his diss. Talk about he had to be one with God. Like, this is what didn't sit right with him in his soul and his spirit. And we laughed. We laughed. We 100% laughed at that. We laughed at that response. And I you know, for me personally, you got to stand on it. You put the disc out, stand on it. But I do understand that he was like, nah, that was corny. You know, I kind of got baited into it and I did it, and that's not even his character, which is 100% true. That is not J. Cole's character. Now, I talked with somebody who said J. Cole is officially out the big three conversation because he apologized. I don't agree with that, but I will say that if I was Cole, I would have done a Cole response. Like, I wouldn't even have responded to Kendrick personally, because you dissed his catalog. But technically, now I'm gonna say this before I get started, because a lot of people get in their feels when people talk about this stuff. I am not the type of person who gets emotionally invested in things to where I'm going to be upset with you for disagreeing, or I'm going to be mad at you for not agreeing. It's just, it's ridiculous how people act. Like sports. I'm in a space with sports where I'm a huge fan of teams. I'm a big fan of the Chicago Bulls, huge fan of the 49ers, huge fan of the San Francisco Giants, huge San Jose Shark fan. But I'm not in a space where I used to be, where I'm going to argue about my team's position. I do not care. If they lose a game, I'm emotionally fine. I'm stable now. Back then, I used to not be emotionally stable. Team lost, I didn't want to go to work the next day because they were going to give me to work. Or all that stuff. Pause. And all that other stuff. Like, I did not want to handle that, right? Now I'm in a space where if they lose, I'm just like, it is what it is. Like, I take time to hang out with my wife or do other things, even when the game is on. Like, I watch a few quarters of the game, and then she's like, oh, let's do this. And I'm like, cool, let's go for a walk. Or let's do this and that. And I'm cool with that. I get the notification, oh, they lost, and sorry. And that's where I'm at now. Now, some people don't agree with it. Like, oh, you got to be a fan. You got to be 100%. But I'm cool, yo. Y'all wild out. Y'all make being sports fans, like, annoying. Like, I can't just enjoy the game without people just wilding. But that's a whole nother story. We'll get into that. When it comes down to these three, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Drake, I am a big fan of Kendrick. I'm a big fan of Cole. And Drake, I'm all right with. Like, I don't hate Drake. I'm not one of those people who, like, diss his whole entire catalog. Like, I got songs from him on my playlist. Like, I'm not even going front. I think my YouTube music said, and what, 2021, like, Drake was my top two or three most listened to artists or whatever. YouTube gives you the little recap. YouTube Music, which is a trash app, how they handle some things. But YouTube Music gives you a whole recap on what you listen to. And Drake was, like, one of my top three. So I don't dislike the dude. But whenever I have an opinion of the dude, it's like I'm a Drake hater. Like, I hate this dude. Like, I honestly hate this. And it's like, nah, it's not even like that. Like, he's in the pop lane. And that's where he works. Like, even in his song, he talked about, like, Kendrick, if this wasn't AI, because apparently it's like, oh, this could have been AI. He talks about Kendrick make a song for the Swifties, you know, whatever. Like, first of all, that Kendrick Lamar bar on Bad Blood, it's effing fire. The only reason why I listen to Taylor Swift Bad Blood is because Kendrick Lamar on there is absolutely fire. I don't care what none of y'all say. Some of y'all capping if y'all say he didn't go off on that track. The reason why I only have that thing on my playlist is because of him. If you gave me a straight, like, I remember one time I was in a store and they played Bad Blood from Taylor Swift without Kendrick. And I was like, turn this shit off. Like, what are we doing? It's kind of like, what's that song? It's one of my favorite songs. Gosh, it's like, I want to say it's like, You Know What's Up by Donnell Jones. That's a great song. But if you're not playing the Left Eye version, I don't want to hear that crap. I don't want to hear that I need that version. That's where that Taylor Swift song for us. So I don't care. But Drake's in a pop lane, right? He's in this pop lane where he can do corny stuff and it's okay. It's acceptable. I'm going to tell you where it is for me. All right, this is just my opinion. This is me. Again, y'all can have whatever opinion you want. I am not here to shame y'all or anything like that. I'm just saying what my opinion is. When it comes down to everything, y'all all had to make a full song for a verse. It's kind of like the Control verse. He did his bar, he did his songs, and everybody had to make responses, right? Kendrick does give you moments, right? He gives you moments in the game. I think Drake said that in a thing, like, he gives you moments but you can't remember. People remember them verses, bro. Say what you gotta say to discredit him, but people do remember them verses, bro. I could probably spit you out some Control verses right now, but it doesn't really matter. If you think about which lane they're in, right? And so people are like, well, it's all about longevity and consistency, and Drake is more consistent than the other two. Okay. I see where you're coming from. You say he's more consistent with it. And putting out more albums does give you more accolades. Like, 100%. It's 100% true. It's like sports. You play more seasons, you get more stats. But just because you can put out quantity doesn't mean it's always quality. I'm not playing for all the dogs, if that's what it's called. I don't even remember. He had another certified lover boy. I'm not playing that. He had a few other things. I'm not playing those. Drake had some flops, in my opinion. Now, if you're a huge Drake fan, like, you're not going to admit he had some flops. Drake had some flops. 100%. I'm a huge Lupe Fiasco fan. And I can even tell you, Lupe had some flops. Was it entirely his fault? I wouldn't say that. But he had some flops. But Lupe's also has some bangers. But when it comes down to these, none of these dudes can talk about flops. All right. Some of them have some. If you want to, for Cole, when Cole put his diss track out and he was talking about, now I'm just going off the dome. So if I miss something, I'm sorry. Usually I write stuff down and I have like a script ready. For this series, I'm just going to go off the dome. For Cole, he put his diss track out, right? He put his out really fast. And for him, he put that out with like a whole like mixtape or album, whatever you want to call it. He put that joint out. There's probably like two songs on that joint that I probably put on the playlist, and I can't even remember at this time because I'm using my phone to record, so I can't remember which ones. I know there's one with Cameron that I definitely added to the playlist. I don't think it's another one, maybe the one with Boz. I'm not sure, or I don't know if I didn't like that one with Boz. I usually like when they do stuff together. I probably look at the playlist, but. He said he's gonna take that track. I think it was like 7 minutes or something. Whatever it was called, he took it off his off streaming platforms because he said it was corny. And he was talking about his discography. And he was talking about how, you know, this first one was classic, the last one was tragic, and then they gassed it. Whatever. I'm honest with you, like he had some good stuff on there. It was alright. It was alright. Like it was dope. Like J. Cole's response was pretty decent, right? It's pretty decent. Like he went at him. To me, it was the whole he's short, small jokes. It's a little corny for me. I need you to go harder for the both of you. But he's talking about his like some misses in his career. And I'm like, Cole, you got some misses. You can't talk about somebody's career and you got some. Because you got some misses. Y'all definitely ain't listening to For Your Eyes Only no more. Y'all definitely not listening to KOD no more. His first two, Born Sinner, all that. Born Sinner was the one that catapulted him into the best phase of his career. But y'all not even bumping that stuff no more unless you a full Cole head, right? And I got a bunch of Cole songs on my playlist. Like, he has some classic. Forest Hill Drive is a classic. The Off Season is a classic. He has a bunch of hits on some other stuff, but like, to me personally, Cole got some misses. And so I felt like the best Cole response would have either been no response, or if he done his thing where he likes to sun everybody and he kind of goes at everybody on this like generic sense of like, all right, I ain't singling out this one person. Let me dumb it down and talk to all y'all. Y'all don't want to mess with me. And Cole could have done that because he goes on verses and he just spits. Like, he just goes crazy. If he had done that, that would have been the best response for him. Because he does this thing, and I know some of y'all who listen to his music know what I'm talking about, where he just completely speaks to the masses and he says, y'all can't f*** with me. If he would have done that, like on some like, hey yo, I respect bro, but let me talk to y'all. When I mean all y'all, I mean all y'all. And just laid one out, like on some like, I'm the best rapper alive, like he been talking about. I think that would have been the best response. He'd have been, but I know everybody want that full contact what we getting right now. You know what I'm saying? People don't want that lyrical subliminal, you know? But we get a lot of subliminals, but now people kind of get what y'all talking about. Drake, on the other hand, Drake has some misses too. He had some good lines on there. He had some good stuff. What he said, Big Stepper and the Size 7, some other stuff like that. He said Prince to a King or some other stuff like that. Like, he had some good stuff. But it was all right. Like, it was cool. Like, it was all right. Like, I learned something from a few songs that I remember back in the day. One of them I'm going to bring up. I still am a big 50 Cent fan, right? Big 50 Cent fan. And when Fat Joe came out, You Ain't Saying Nothing, and it had the little remix and everything, to me, like, you're killing it when your diss track is on the radio. Some people are going to make diss tracks and they're not even going to trend. It's going to be a moment and then that's it. Oh, he dissed him. Ooh, and then it's it. And then it only stays on your playlist if you like it, or it's one and done, right? Like, when they play your diss track on the radio and that thing is just out here, that's a big deal. And I remember hearing that Fat Joe, You Ain't Say Nothing diss to 50 Cent. And they played that thing on a radio, like, weekly. And I was like, hey, yo. Daily. I was like, hey, yo, that's heat. They playing that Kendrick verse on the radio daily. Daily. They probably played that Cole and Drake stuff when it first popped up just to get responses, get people hits on the radio. They're not playing that stuff on the radio every day. Like, they made a radio hit and a diss at the same time. That's crazy. Drake, to me, you lost this round for taking too long. I don't care how good your diss was. When you take too long, nah. Well, you gotta wait for quality. Absolutely not. Don't diss somebody and you wait weeks to respond. I don't care what you gotta do. I don't care if it's gonna go into a dark place. Like, Drake is a great artist and he's earned a lot of his accolades. Y'all gas bro up like a lot. But then you can say that to everybody. Cole, Kendrick, you can say they gassed him up a lot. Like, people say Kendrick's albums aren't good. I'm sorry, I messed with it. I messed with Good Kid, Mad City. I actually messed with To Pimp a Butterfly. Usually when he starts spitting that, like, really, like, big game, like, people don't really like that. They want him to go hard. That's the only albums they typically go for. Damn is fire. The Big Steppers one. I dig the mental health. I dig the mental health pull they went on there. And it's a bunch of songs from that album that's still on the playlist. So I get what people are talking about. Like, if you want to put Untitled, Unmastered, and the new, I might delete this later, from Cole, in kind of like the same category, I would too, because I don't feel like those are like albums. They kind of feel like a mixtape. I mean, if you want to count those as blemishes, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Like, I'm not really listening to Untitled Unmastered. I think I have one song from Untitled Unmastered, and that's pretty much it. Like, the rest of the album is kind of a throwaway. But that's just my opinion on it is. Ross made a response too. Ross talked about his nose and everything. That thing is crazy. And Drake's on his I can call him Droll. Oh my god. Drake is on his troll thing. Everybody trolling right now. Everybody trolling. Metro and Future made a second part. Like, that's crazy. Hip hop is crazy right now. And honestly, in my opinion, and you guys don't have to care, which is totally fine, Kendrick won this round. The fact that I said something, y'all gotta respond, I won this round. Especially if it took you that long. The first response, you gave it to me, then you took it back. The second response took you longer to do. And it was alright. It was cool. It was cool. Like, don't sit there and be like, you hating on Drake, blah, blah, blah. It was cool. Like, they was alright. Like, it was fine. It was fine. People just mad because I'm not going to say it was fire. Like, Drake went and bodied him. Drake did. It was alright. I listened to it and I was like, cool. That's how I really felt about it. That's how I honestly felt about that. Don't really care for rap beef. Tony Baker said it the best. All y'all go to the back of a Rite Aid or Walgreens and just lyrically knuckle up. Like, everybody just battle each other and see who the best. Cause y'all just out here just sneak dissing and subliminal. Like, let's just see who the best. Just go at each other. We here for it. But see, it always takes Kendrick to say something, because everybody been sneak dissing and doing these little disses here and there. But Kendrick had to go out and go and put that fire on y'all to make y'all have to get up and finally respond. That's crazy. You gotta give him his flowers for that. Man said something that got all y'all riled up. And he does that time after time. He doesn't get all that riled up. Drake puts out plenty of sneak disses in his song. None of them get y'all riled up. None of them. Don't sit here and tell me they do. None of them get y'all riled up. Alright? None of them. He's still reaping off that L from Push. But then again, I talked to my brother-in-law. He had no benefit keeping with that beef, because Push got the benefit from that beef. Because after Push bodied you on that song, there's no need for you to respond. I don't care about all that. You know, I talked to some people and it's going to go to a dark place. Take your L. Like, just take that L, because that just added on to the L. Somebody about to stop me because you're going to go to a dark place. Take your L and just make your music. Because after that, you came out with another pop hit. So I don't want to hear it. I'm respectful of all three of these artists. We'll see what happens next. Y'all don't have to care for my opinion. Again, shout out to y'all for even listening. Y'all don't even got to care for my opinion. I'm just letting y'all know. It is what it is. It is what it is. And I truly don't care. It's interesting, though. It's very interesting. And if anybody want to come on and talk about their feelings and their opinions on this, that's totally fine. I'm good with that. I think there's some people at my job that would love to get up on this and talk about how they felt about this. Because there was one who was really like, nah, you gotta look at the lyrics. You gotta look at the lyrics. And then after apologize, he's like, nah, he's legendary corny. Legendary corny. But I hope you enjoyed this first episode. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. Again, we'll see what happens if we get more responses. How everything goes. I think Cole even hopped on the second part of the "We Still Don't Trust You" or the "That's Crazy." That's crazy. My boy Cole said he'll take it on the chin, boss. That's crazy. I'm just on the sidelines watching. I don't really have any big opinion. I don't even care who comes out the victor in this. But everybody seems entertained. They're distracting y'all from the election. That's what they're distracting y'all from the election and the bigger picture. That's what I keep hearing. With this beef, I highly doubt they called these three rappers and said distract them. But I mean, that's what it is. But again, it's Mike P. This is the first episode. A shout out to you. And we'll keep doing these whenever something pops up. So don't be expecting these weekly, because I ain't trying to do that no more. So whenever these pop up, just be on the lookout. This will be a special episode for y'all. So I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Gonna be on every podcast platform as I usually do. If you want to see the video of this, it's on YouTube. And again, I appreciate y'all for rocking with me and listening to me for this 20 something minutes. And shout out to y'all. Peace.